2 weeks to Election Day. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. But more early voting gets underway today in person in Wisconsin. Even as legal fights continue, the state's high court already ruling against ballot drop boxes.
A Wisconsin judge also sided with Republicans in another lawsuit, ruling that election clerks are not permitted to fill in missing information on ballots. IDs are also required to vote.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, Wisconsin, one of multiple states home to closely watched races for both governor and Senate. The new Fox News power rankings add another House seat to the Republicans' projected majority, with Senate control still hanging in the balance of several toss-up states. Another volatile day in a Wisconsin courtroom at the trial of a man charged with murder for crashing into a Christmas parade last year, killing six people.
We're disobeying the direct order of this court to respect the decorum and the dignity of these proceedings. You are merely attempting to delay.
I don't care what you think, that's not accurate.
Mr. Brooks?
Darryl Brooks is representing himself and keeps fighting with the judge, who keeps removing him from the courtroom. The judge moving on to instructing the jury, which could begin deliberating later today after closing arguments. The U.S. condemning what happened earlier in a Russian courtroom.
Today was another sad day for the rule of law in the Russian Federation.
The top U.S. diplomat in Russia, Elizabeth Rude, after the appeal of American basketball star Brittany Griner was rejected, leaving her in prison in Russia for having cannabis vaping oil in her luggage.
The excessive and disproportionate sentence of 9 years in a penal colony.
Russia rejects the U.S. claim that Griner's wrongfully detained along with American Paul Whelan and has not responded to an undisclosed U.S. offer for their release. The White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain just reacting to the sudden death of former Defense Chief Ash Carter, calling it a painful reminder of our fragility. Carter was just 68, had sudden heart failure. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The UK's third prime minister since July gets to work.
Born in Southampton in southern England to parents of Indian descent, he's the nation's first leader of color. At 42, Rishi Sunak is the youngest British leader in more than 200 years.
I've just been to Buckingham Palace and accepted His Majesty the King's invitation to form a government in his name.
Sunak was Treasury chief for 2 years until July, losing to Liz Truss, who stepped down less than 50 days into her tenure as prime minister.
Our country is facing a profound economic crisis.
Some claim he's out of touch with the general public. Now he's in charge of fixing the country's finances as millions of Britons struggle to afford food and energy bills.
Fox's CJ Papa. A tropical storm that battered Bangladesh is now blamed for at least 24 deaths, with some 8 million without power across the country. The government reporting about 10,000 homes damaged and some 15,000 acres of crops destroyed. Just getting word of an earthquake in the Philippines, magnitude 6.2. on Luzon Island, however, officials are saying no serious damage is expected. Amazon kicks off its plan to let customers pay with Venmo.
Some customers in the U.S. will be able to pay for things with the popular service now. Others will have the option by Black Friday, November 25th. Amazon users will need to set it up as a payment option. They'll be prompted to authorize Amazon to use their Venmo account. PayPal, Venmo's parent company, has been working with Amazon to provide the payment service since last year.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Amazon will still accept debit, preferred credit, and gift cards as payment. Quick correction in the Philippines. It's now a 6.4 quake. Stocks are higher so far. The Dow's up 251. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.